Let us hear something from the Upanishads, and then I will speak about the content of our teaching. In the city of Brahman is a secret dwelling, the lotus of the heart. Within this dwelling is a space, and within that space is the fulfillment of our desires. What is within that space should be longed for and realized. As great as the infinite space beyond is the space within the lotus of the heart. Both heaven and earth are contained in that inner space. Both fire and air, sun and moon, lightning and stars. Whether we know it in this world or know it not, everything is contained in that inner space. This is a very beautiful piece of poetry and also very profound. The city of Brahman is your body, that instrument that contains this mind. The lotus of the heart is the mind, and the space within is the inner essence of you. This inner essence has many names. It is the enduring, persistent reality of existence for you. This is what Vedanta's simple message is. All of Vedanta is describing a quite simple message. This inner essence that we call self is the reality. And that reality is the same as Brahman, in other words, God. So, this inner essence of I is divine, is divinity, is Brahman. That is the essence of Vedanta. And it's very simple to say, but it does not appear like that. It appears like the daily mind, the daily heart, the daily feelings, the daily emotions, the daily tasks, the not knowing, the wanting to know, the mood, the behavior, the hopes, the fears, the obstacles, the desires, the engagement with people and world, responsibilities, tasks, actions. All these things are the human condition. And all these things are what seem to consume the moment and seem to be the reality that I am experiencing and doing and wanting and acting and thinking. And Vedanta says, all that is happening, no problem. It's the glory of this appearance of world and life. But within every single essential second of that experience, that we could call the inner self, shines forth, is enduring, is persistent, is never-ending, and does not die. This is our true nature. All this is not wrong, heaven forbid. All this is not bad, that would be madness to say it was. But all this experience is an appearance, changing, moving, shifting, rising, falling, altering. And all the time, through all that drama and theatre, something shines. That something which I just call the inner self, we could give it many names. And this reality is that which you intuitively seek to fully know. To fully know does not just mean intellectual philosophy. That's part of knowledge. To emotionally know is part of knowledge. To sense is part of knowledge. To conclude is part of knowledge. So all these component parts, all these elements of experiencing come to a blend of perceiving that enables that simple truth of Vedanta to come closer and closer and closer to your own recognition. And that recognition happens in the mind. There's nowhere else it can happen. Nowhere else. It's the mind that recognizes, aha, goodness me, I see. And that is our task. That is why we're here, to spend time diving with deep precision into the accuracy of guidance and description and content that first points at this subtlety and then allows it to be accepted and recognized. It's pretty exciting.